and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. Happy Christmas to you all. Happy New Year.
Aki mashte emedito gozaimas.
Oh, he's showing off again. And on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, we bring you Spasticus Artisticus,
Atlantic Fire,
and Willard Wigan Returns, all coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. Okay, straight into news. The news this week, it's not a week, is it? I've been away. You've been away. You've been to Singapore. Did you have a nice time?
I had a great time in Singapore, yes. Thank you very much. It was nice and hot. Struggling to keep ourselves cool by the pool.
We've been here suffering in the snow. You've been there with friends, family, having a really nice time.
Yeah, but of course, half the time I was worried about how I was going to get back because I was watching the weather forecasts and so on. And we had to come back via Birmingham, which wasn't much fun.
Oh, it's a lovely place. A lovely place. I won't have anything said against it.
I only saw the airport and a coach.
Well, you know, and the inside of one airport's very similar to an inside of another airport. But you were very lucky to be able to get away because I know that Liverpool Airport itself was closed for a long time.
That's right, yes, it was. Yeah, that was... Yeah, I shouldn't really go on the breaks in winter because I spend half time worrying about, are we going to get out okay? Are we going to get back okay? But yeah, it all went smoothly. Fairly smoothly. I had a great time.
You're a bit of a worrywart when it comes to travel, long distance travel. And
only for the those logistic problems that you have. You know, I don't actually mind flying. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not talk about flying. Let's move on with the news. So, the news, Ian. There's a new quarterly seasonal guide out. Is this the one that Liverpool City Council produce?
That's right. Yes. Well, Visit Liverpool, the Mersey Partnership people, I think, are the main people behind it. So, but you get it from the tourist information places. Going to continue to come out each quarter this year. So latest ones there with all the latest cultural news in and a picture of Lady Gaga on the front. I don't know
why. Lady, who's that?
I don't know, some pop singer, I think. I've never actually heard her. I've heard her name.
I tell you, I saw this one video that she did, which was really good. Well, it was really great. It kind of, towards the end, it kind of petered out. But beginning of it, it was very artistic.
Yeah, it seems to be quite an arty, outrageous character. I haven't actually seen her, but she comes to the arena, I think that's the idea. But there's lots of arts listings in there as well.
Excellent, that's what we want. Now, also there's I heard through the Manky Monkey grapevine, I heard that the Liverpool Art Prize, there's only 1 week to go to nominate.
That's right, yes. Nominations close on the 22nd of January, so that's Friday of next week. We've got loads of nominations in, but we'd like plenty more. So any artists out there, get nominating.
And can you self-nominate?
You can self-nominate, yes.
Right, okay, I must remember to do that.
Okay. Or ask somebody else. Never mind.
Yeah.
yes, or you can nominate three people. The criteria is you have to be born in the Liverpool region or an artist based in the Liverpool region. And that's it, yeah. After the nominations close, we'll select a shortlist, and the actual exhibition and prize is taking place in May and June at the Contemporary Arts Centre.
God, that will no sooner be over, and we'll be into the Liverpool Biennial.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Wow. Does art touch you? okay.
That's the theme for the Biennial.
Yeah.
Touched.
Have you been touched? I am touched. Anyway. Moving on, tell us, you've got some information here before us. Tell us about some of this information here, this cultural opportunities for new cultural journeys.
Yeah, there's a few items of news that I've been posting to the blog just recently, so I thought I'd mention them. This new cultural journeys is part of the Cultural Olympiad, the We Play thing. And there's a call for... commissions, so they're sort of offering £5,000 to £10,000, presumably, for successful innovative ideas. So they're inviting applications for artists, designers, etc., to do with the Cultural Olympiad, and I think it's to it's for the Lancashire coastal area, Lancashire Fylde coast. So anyway, the details are on the blog. Closing date 29th of January.
Fantastic opportunity, I must say that.
Yeah, another one is the Lottery Arts Projects Awards. You may remember that place called Space, which is in Sefton, I think, actually won one of the awards in the arts category for 2009. So get yourself, if you're an organisation, arts organisation, get yourself nominated for this Lottery Good Causes Award. What's the closing day for that? 12th of... You go to the website, lotterygoodcauses.org.uk, and the deadline is 12th of February.
Brilliant. It's a great opportunity. I've heard of Space and all the good work that they've done, but I've never been up there or...
No, me neither. No, it's to do with... it's all youth work, isn't it? Youth getting involved in...
Youth.
Getting youth off the streets and into dancing and stuff like that.
Youth. Okay, we don't qualify as youth, do we?
No,
not anymore.
No, I don't think I ever did.
I'm sure you did at one point. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Sorry. Now, Chinese New Year 2010. This is coming up soon. It's something we're excited about.
It's the year of the tiger.
The year of the tiger. Oh, God. Sorry.
It is, yes. Year of the tiger. And it's actually February the 14th is the start of the Chinese New Year, which is also Valentine's Day. So maybe that's why they're having the celebrations in Liverpool, at least, on the 21st, the following Sunday.
Or maybe it's just like Chinese New Year later.
Mm, yeah. Because it's more westerly or
something. Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Maybe.
Like a week.
Yeah, so again, details are on the website and on the Visit Liverpool website as well. So yeah, on 21st of February, that is, not January, February. So you've got plenty of time.
And that should be really good because they have the dragons out. Town normally just like packs out around Chinatown.
Yeah.
Thousands of people. There's normally something going on at St. Luke's Church. I'm sure they're still open that. The Urban Strawberry Lunch Lot have stuff going on there. A fantastic fun day for all the family.
That's right, yes. Yeah, all along Berry Street and Chinatown, it's all packed out and firecrackers and stalls.
Oh, yeah.
And the dragon and lion dancers.
Yep.
Yeah, and normally I think officially starts at 11, but you don't actually see much until about 12, I think, they start parading. Mm. Yep. What else? Another opportunity thing. Opportunity for disabled artists. Time to Play, this is called. It's to do with the Aspire Trust, which is based in Wallasey.
Haven't they just had an interesting amount of money as well?
I think so, yes. I saw something. And so, yeah, there's a Time to Play research programme, continuing professional development opportunity for disabled artists. So, yeah, again, details are on the blog, and the deadline is 29th of January.
They do some fantastic work.
Yeah.
So good luck to them, and to anybody who's looking to apply. Now, Go Penguins, bin, gone.
Yeah, Go Penguins, gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
So, and bin, no, not bin, auctioned, charity.
Yeah.
So, tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so the auction takes place on the 4th of February at St. George's Hall. It'll be a big do in the hall there. Lots of people with money, hopefully, will be there. And
you and I won't then.
No. Well, I'll be there, but...
at the back?
Yeah.
You'll be taping your eyebrows down and everything.
Yeah, I'll be shouting at other people to...
Yeah. Get on!
Yeah. It's a ticketed thing. Unfortunately, you have to pay about £20 for a ticket, I'm afraid.
£20!
So tickets are on sale, £20, from Go Penguins people. Auction on 4th February, but they're auctioning about 70 of the penguins, I think, including the Art of Liverpool one, Splashy. We've said goodbye to Splashy.
Splashy.
On Hope Street anymore, gone. to be auctioned. So hopefully it'll go to a good Shield could go to a good home, but probably not ours because I don't think we'll be able to afford to buy it. But we've donated it to the.
And where would you put it?
Well, yeah.
You couldn't put it on your mantelpiece, could you?
No.
Just above the fire. Let's put it. Yeah, put it up there above the fire. Oh, it's gone. Ah, well.
Maybe out in the balcony thing. I don't know. Yeah. So yeah. We'll miss. Yeah, be interested to know where Splashy does go.
You've become emotionally involved, haven't you?
Yeah, I've picked up some Splashy mugs today and some Splashy cards.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Are you giving those away on the blog?
Mm,
or did you buy them yourself for yourself?
I bought them, yes.
Well, go down and buy some more. Give them away on your website.
We gave some stuff away over Christmas. Did you see that, our competition? We had a really successful competition of some Go Penguins merchandise. We had loads and loads of entries. Calendars and books and things, and they've all gone to some very happy, lucky winners.
And so, tell me, are those little things that were in the shops in Home or Bargain, are they still available? Another one, paint your own.
No, because they sold out. They had
right. Okay, I've got.
There was a limited amount, and they sold them.
I've got a couple of these.
Have you painted them yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to paint them. I'm going to keep them in pristine condition in the box,
them, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And then you know. I need to sell them off fast, really.
Limited edition of only 20,000. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. Anyway, that's enough penguin nonsense. But £20, that's not too bad. It's towards charity. Do you know what? Remember what the charity is?
Well, it's the Lord Mayor's charity, which actually comes.
Mike Story's charity.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it seemed like the charity of his choice, kind of thing. They do it, give money for a number of good causes, that kind of thing.
Something like that, yes. So they're listed on the website. They include things like the Imagine Appeal at Alder Hey.
Brilliant.
World Wildlife Fund. You know, there's been the whole Go Penguins thing's been focusing on the plight of creatures such as penguins because of the melting ice caps and so on. And so World Wildlife Fund will be benefiting from it. And a few other charities as well.
Excellent. Now, there's also a call for entries. National Sculpture Prize 2010, because that's the way I'm going to say it. 2010. The Blue Coat Display Centre. Yeah, of course, that was on last year as well, wasn't it? And so it's
2008.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
God, doesn't time fly when you're getting old?
Yeah. So they're doing it again. And so they put out their call for entries. It's a National Sculpture Prize at Blue Coat Display Centre. And I think, so you get to work, you get to display your work in the gallery, and there's a cash prize of £1,000 and a People's Choice Award as well. People vote as they go in, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the support of Malthouse & Co. Chartered Accountants. Should give them a mention for putting up the money. Should be good, yeah. I remember the winner last year was very interesting.
It's a really exciting idea. I'm glad that they're doing it again.
Because it happened in 2008, part of Capital Culture, and thought maybe that was it. But it's good they're going to continue. So it's sculpture, you have to get in touch, basically, with Blue Coat Display Centre.
With Sam or Maureen.
Sam or Maureen, yeah. The email address is on the website. And the deadline, I think, was the end of March. And the actual exhibition takes place August and September, with the winners being announced on 6th of September.
Brilliant. That's absolutely fantastic.
So lots of news there.
So, yeah, as you said, lots of news. But you haven't been out and about much. I did see you. I was in Café Tabac, and I saw you wandering up the road the other day.
Oh, right.
And I was there. Oh, look there. Oh, you're back off holiday, and you have to go and get your shopping.
Yeah, and I haven't slipped over yet, touch wood.
Oh, I haven't slipped over yet either, touch wood. But there are lots of people that have.
Yeah.
So be careful out there. But that's the news this week. This week. Are you ready? This week. This week now, while Ian and I have sat here discussing the relative merits of paper conservation, this week now we're starting off Mike Badger's Reclaimed World, and this is at the where is it at?
The Vitrium.
Vitrium.
Which is in Merchant Taylor's Girls' School in Crosby.
Right, book me, I'm going along.
Yeah, they opened this place about a year ago, I think, sometime last year, It's somewhere, I haven't been yet, so I'm hoping to go next week to see this show. So it's an area within Merchant Taylor's Girls' School, and they've just turned it over to having art exhibitions. And
brilliant.
They've had like sculptures from Tony Evans and other sculptures and other artists, and they're doing some really good work there. Its patron is Ben Johnson, who did that landscape. He's been giving talks there and so on. So good stuff. And so this show opening next week is this week, isn't it? This week, Mike Badger.
Musician extraordinaire.
Yeah, well-known musician and artist, sort of 50-50, I think, between the two. Known as founder member of the Lars, although he left before they had their hits, but has continued in the music business ever since. Got his own record label, I think it's the Viper label, isn't it?
Yeah, that was it.
But yeah, he does these great little sculptures, or large sculptures sometimes, from reclaimed or recycled metals and so on, some of which have appeared in videos and album covers and so on.
The interesting he used to work in the kitchens at Liverpool University.
Oh yeah, Tropical Medic.
Yeah, was that it? And so. He used to get the, because he was a kitchens, it was like, you know, the cans were really big, but also like quite exotic.
Yeah.
Quite exotic looking. And so that's where he used to collect the cans, which he'd make robots and various other different things, cars and stuff out of them there, like that. Yeah. Really nice. He's been around for ages and exhibiting his stuff. He does do some really nice stuff.
Yeah, he's had his works in the Blue Coat Display Centre and various places. Really good stuff. So yeah, it's a solo show of his sculptures, and he does collages and other things as well. That'll be good. In the Vitrium at Merchant Taylor's Girls' School in Crosby. Opens on the Tuesday the 12th. I'm not sure when it ends. Sorry, it'll be...
That's the day.
A month or so.
So it's up today. It'll be open by the time you listen to this anyway.
Yeah.
Now, also come up this Thursday, Thursday the 14th of January at the Kerry Hand Gallery, which fits in quite well with the film that's out at the moment, Spasticus Artisticus, which is taken from an Ian Dury line, from Ian Dury and the Blockheads. And the film that's out at the moment is Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
I hadn't heard there was a... Somebody just mentioned yesterday, I think, there's this film.
Yeah, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
And somebody said it was great. Yeah, I hadn't realised there was a film, yeah.
The bloke that played Gollum and King Kong is playing Ian Dury.
There is, yeah. Gollum as Ian Dury, that's good, yeah.
This is at
the Kerry Hand Gallery. The viewing is on Thursday, the 14th, 6 till 8. Spasticus Autisticus, yeah, as you say, it's the title of a song by Ian Dury and the Blockheads from, when was it, 1981?
Oh dear.
1981, yes, long time.
Makes you feel old.
Gosh, you were only about 5 years old then, weren't you? And it was, the BBC didn't like it and so on, but anyway, yeah, inspired this exhibition curated by Yota Castro and Christian Viveros Forney. So there's various artists involved from all around the world, including some that we've seen at Kerry Hand's Gallery before, like Mark Gubb. I don't know what the artwork should be, really interesting, but I don't know what sort of thing it'll be.
Well, you don't know a great deal about it because you haven't seen it yet, mate.
Yeah. We'll see it soon.
But that's...
So the exhibition runs from the 15th to the 27th of... 15th of January to the 27th of February at Kerry Hand Gallery.
Brilliant. Okay, and get along to see the film as well. Now, also coming up that same Thursday, Thursday the 14th, is Captivated by Colour. Captivated by Colour at Eggspace. This exhibition starts on the 15th of January through to the 7th of February. Tell us a bit about this while I put away that stupid voice.
Not much else I can say, really. It's the latest group show curated by Headspace at Eggspace, the Egg Cafe in Newington. And captivated by colour, so I presume it'll be very colourful works. Artwork by people such as Loz Blackman, John Ford, Richard Foster, Paul Fulton, Andrew March, Lee McCarthy, Christine Fizik, and Lauren Rice. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So that's coming up this Thursday too. And there's another... there's something else coming up this Thursday as well. I mean, so what's this... the gallery. Okay, let's start at the beginning. Mad About Liverpool. Let's see there. Mad About Liverpool. Thursday the 14th, 4:30 to 6:30. That's the viewing. The gallery, Clayton Square. I'm speaking breathlessly. I mean, the gallery at Clayton Square, is this the one that's upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I shut up and let you talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the gallery that opened fairly recently, just a few months ago, on the first floor of Clayton Square, and it's been organised by Madeline Murthwaite, otherwise known as Madeline Arts, and this is Mad About Liverpool. So Maddie's Mad About Liverpool. Yeah, and also the theme of the exhibition is our types looking closely at the city of Liverpool. So I think she put out a call for artists to submit work, so it'll be a group show by local artists of artwork about the city of Liverpool. So yeah, it's quite a big space on the first floor, and I think it's open most days, and it gets quite a lot of traffic there because it's... in Clayton Square, it's busy, and you see the artwork in the windows, and you pop in and have a look, so it's good. So yeah, there's a viewing on Thursday the 14th, 4:30 to 6:30, and then it runs until the 30th of January.
Okay, brilliant. Now, no viewing for this, I see, but this exhibition starts, it's Stuart Williams, 1948 to 2007, at the gallery. Is this a different gallery? Where is this gallery?
This is the gallery. The one in Stanhope Street that also opened fairly recently.
This is the gallery upstairs?
Yeah, upstairs, Stanhope Street, above the Framers, Atkinson Framers.
Just round the corner from Canesbury.
Just round the corner from Canesbury.
Who have had to switch to oil to brew beer. Right.
Yes, they had the gas turned off.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I got the throat.
I wonder if that alters the flavour of the beer. Oil flavoured instead of gas.
No.
It won't be so gassy, the beer. It'll be oily instead. Yeah. So anyway, the gallery, it's a good one, this gallery. And Stuart Williams, I think we saw some of his work there in one of the previous shows. He does some really good lifelike, realistic paintings. A lot of it is ships, because he actually used to work at Maritime Museum. So they're really good pictures of the boats on the Mersey there that would look quite good in the Maritime Museum. So they'll be popular. So it's Stuart Williams, 1948 to 2007. Been painting a long time.
Yeah, we did mention... I think we did mention this in the previous show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it does sound vaguely familiar. But okay, yeah. Moving on. Aubrey Williams, Atlantic Fire. This also starts this Friday, the 15th of January, at the Walker Art Gallery.
So there is a viewing on the Thursday evening if you're a friend, friend or member of... the Walker Art Gallery.
That's an official friend, not like a Facebook friend.
Yes. They're not on Facebook, are they? But, yeah.
They will be soon.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So it opens to the public on Friday the 15th. Aubrey Williams, Atlantic Fire. This, as I was saying before, there's various exhibitions that link in with the whole Afro-modern thing at the Tate. So this is a Guyanese artist, Aubrey Williams. And I'm just reading what it says because I haven't seen the work. Vibrant large-scale oil paintings, exploring an eclectic range of inspiration from Mayan motifs to the work of composer Russian Shostakovich. Ooh, his work is intensely alive with colour and motion. Yeah, sounds good.
Excellent.
Reflects the meeting of Atlantic and Black Atlantic cultures in Europe, the Caribbean, North America and Americas. He was born in 1926 in Georgetown, Guyana. What else? Yeah, so it's part of the Black Atlantic season in association with October Gallery London.
Excellent. Right. Okay, well, that sounds really nice.
Yeah, the Walker from the 15th to, right through till the 11th of April.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. This Saturday, it is the possibility that once more, or again, you could see the teensy... Well, you couldn't see them, unless they have the electron microscopes there that they had last year.
Did you see them? Sorry.
Yeah, I saw them through your eyes and through the power of my ears. The teensy weensy sculptures of Willard Wigan, these micro sculptures, which he was here last year.
Yep.
See here again. Well, I say last year. It was a year in 2009.
No, 2008, wasn't it?
2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, but it only. Well, I don't suppose it was. Oh. Wasn't that long ago. He was here just over a year ago. with these micro sculptures, and they are absolutely fantastic. The picture that Ian's thrown before me here is of a little yellow submarine in the head of a needle. And it looks like quite a small needle, too.
The eye of a needle.
The eye of a needle, even. Yes. Now, this is... They've been on the telly. Well, he had Northwest Tonight there last time he was here. Oh. So hopefully he'll get Northwest Tonight there again.
Or maybe even national. He's been touring the States and had over 20 television appearances in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because his work sells for like $35,000 to right up to $125,000. People like Prince Charles, Elton John... Simon Cowell.
I don't know, it just worries me. It would worry me if I spent £35,000 on something which fits into the head of a pin.
Yeah, something you can't actually see it.
But yeah, I can't see it. What would happen if I lost it? I dropped it.
Yeah, I hope it comes in some sort of case.
It would do, wouldn't it?
But I don't think it comes with an electron microscope, though.
So doesn't it?
I doubt it. You have to buy yourself a very strong magnifying glass or something.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he creates these sculptures using a speck of dust or a human hair or something like that.
No, it was some kind of like a fly's leg or something like that, wasn't it? That he uses.
Yeah.
They go, where's he get that? Where's he get the ideas for that?
Yeah, but when you do actually see them through a microscope or whatever, then
up close,
they are recognisable things like a yellow submarine or The Simpsons. Marilyn Monroe on the head of a needle, and stuff like that, and nine camels in the eye of a needle as well. Camels through an eye of a needle.
When a rich man can go to man can go to heaven. I think maybe.
Yeah, so it's fascinating in a way, but he uses a tiny surgical blade, and he does a bit of sculpting in between heartbeats. Yes, sorry. Controls his heartbeat, or can't control his heartbeat, but he controls what he does between heartbeats. It's hard to actually believe that, I suppose. but that's what they say. But anyway, the results are interesting. And so that's at the gallery at the Hard Day's Night Hotel in North John Street. On the corner of that and Matthew Street, there's a gallery, and I think it'd be upstairs there. I think I seem to remember you had to pay to get in last time as well.
Boo.
It doesn't actually mention it here. So it opens to the public on 16th and goes through till 9th of April.
And that is this week. Further ahead, folks. Let's have a look at the exhibitions which are coming up further ahead. I thought that was the name of the exhibition. Oh dear God, I'm losing it here. Lewis's Fifth Floor, a Department Story. I quite like the idea of this, and I quite fancy it. Quite fancy going along. This starts on the 26th of February, 2010 at the National Conservation Centre. Ian, tell us more.
Yes, this is the next show coming up at the Conservation Centre. They always have photography exhibitions there. It's Stephen Shakesaf is still you've still got time to catch up before it finishes. That's good. But yeah, as I say, late February, Lewis's Fifth Floor, photographer Stephen King took pictures. On the fifth floor, I'm not really... I can't remember it properly. But apparently... it was a premier place to be, Lewis's Fifth Floor. There was...
I remember.
What was a restaurant, ladies' hairdressers.
I used to hang out there all the time.
Right.
Then they opened the news bar and I went there instead.
Right. Yeah, hair salon, yes. Is that the one where... was it Paul McCartney or Mike McCartney? One of those used to work. Cafeteria and restaurant. The epitome of style when they opened it in the 1950s. So, yeah, we've only got one or two images that we've seen, and it looks very sort of 50s sort of retro, I suppose you call it now.
It's
interesting.
Damn fine looking.
Yeah.
Damn fine.
Yeah. What's it say? The cafeteria owes its grade two listed. Unique ceramic tile work dating back to 1951, featuring condiments, utensils, vegetables, and cutlery, referred to as the Festival of Britain tiles.
Oh, right. Brilliant!
So I don't know how much of that. I don't know what the fifth floor there looks like now. I wonder if it's still sort of.
Or has it just? You would hope so. Has it just got like a whole pile of old mannequins thrown in there? And, you know, the old moving Father Christmas and the elves and things.
Like the attic space.
Apparently,
they reckon Shirley Bassey sent her wigs to be styled there.
I thought you were going to say performed. I was going to say, fantastic.
So that should be good. It should be interesting. I think there's a book to go with it as well. Stephen King's pictures of Lewis's Fifth Floor.
Be careful which book you're searching for if you're looking online for that one.
Stephen King, I don't know.
A department story. I think he's probably playing on that as well.
Oh, it also includes a film by Jackie Passmore. Local video.
He's got a studio in Static.
So that'll be interesting. Okay, yes, that's coming up February the 26th.
Till the 30th of August, which is loads of time. So you've got loads of time to see that, but go along once, you'll probably want to go and see it again.
Yep.
Now, also coming up further ahead is, if Ian turns around the piece of paper so I can pronounce it correctly, Plantastic. It's simply Plantastic. Here you go, folks. It's the World Museum. What's going on at the World Museum?
You can stop now.
Let's go over to our reporter who's there.
They have these big exhibitions in the World Museum. The last one was the music one, wasn't it? The Beat Goes On. But the next one, opening on the...
It's got the bloke... Go on.
12th of February, it opens. Plantastic. It discovers the incredible world of plants, uncover their secrets, and learn how all life on Earth is dependent on them.
It's true, folks.
Yeah, true. So, were you getting excited because...
Because
somebody called Chris Collins is going to be...
He's a horticulturalist and the Blue Peter Gardener.
The Blue Peter Gardener, no less.
He's been on telly.
The name doesn't ring any bells, but I probably recognise him.
No, it doesn't ring any bells with me, really. I just thought, Blue Peter Gardener.
Is that might just be at the viewing, actually, the private view. Okay.
You're right.
Which you can't go to unless you're a friend of National Museums Liverpool. So befriend them now and you get an invite.
I've got one on my desk.
All right. They're friends with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have run throughout the summer until the 5th of September 2010. So, yeah, they're always good, these big exhibitions. You know, they have like lots of interactive things and lots of stuff for kids and so on.
I'm sure they've won awards for it.
Yeah. Plantastic. Good.
Right, there we go. Right then, Ian, that's the end of the first show of the year.
Yeah, let's hope it gets better as the year goes on.
Well, we can only hope, can't we? Yeah. We can only live with that dream. I think we lived that dream for a long time now.
We've been going a while now, haven't we? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
Is this about the 80th show or something?
Well, I've said it's the 80th show. I've got no idea, really.
Okay.
Well, let's go. Pick a number. Well,
it's more than 10 anyway.
Yeah, it's more than 10. Yeah, okay. We couldn't call it show 11, though, could we?
I know.
anyway, from enough nonsense from us two, we hope that you enjoy the podcast. And from Ian and from myself here at Hope Street Central, we bid you good day. Good day.
Farewell.
Farewell. Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.